Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as I regard. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whip of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
What's up, man? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday, fun day. And you are now tuned in with All Talk, No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl, MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. And don't forget to get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Man, just real quick, happy holidays to everybody. We want to thank everybody that tuned in with us. We appreciate that because without you, there is no us. And you won't see us again until the first part of 2018 because we have Christmas Eve and then New Year's Eve, and I plan on being somewhere 6 feet under by 4:20 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, anyway, we're going to keep it light. We're going to keep it fun, maybe. But let me get my girl Niecy Honey Dip. I need you. What's up, boo?
What's popping? What's going on? Just trying to
make myself what it is. I got two but to do it.
Yeah, I'm just chilling. You know, it's today is that relaxed day.
Like today's your relaxed day.
Yeah, it's just that relaxed day. Just having just me time. Sleep time. I need it. Because I barely sleep. I got that sleep apnea. And it be having the bitch up, like, for a day.
Hey, that shit ain't nothing to play with, though.
Like feeling like a walking zombie. Yeah, I go tomorrow. I done did the sleep test, so I go, I've done all so many things, so many different type of tests, you know, brain scans, all of this. So now I go in the morning for another MRI, brain MRI. You know, they'll know what's going on with my crazy ass, you know.
Just crazy.
I be having shit on my
crazy
mind.
I mean, it's not much past that.
Yeah, listen, I be having so much going on in this big-ass head of mine because this motherfucker, I got a big head. People don't realize it. So it'd be a lot of shit going on in this motherfucker, you know?
Quit investigating shit. You're gathering too much information.
Listen.
You need to clean your
cookies. I be staying up trying to figure out what my next move is, because my next move, that'll always be my best move. You know what I'm saying? And that should be having me boggled. Be having my brain about to blow up. All kind of shit going on in this big motherfucking head of mine.
Mm-mm. Hey, did I see you say something about the awards, Nisi? Or was I tripping?
Yes.
What was the congrats?
Yes.
Well, go ahead, throw that out there real quick. I'm trying to understand.
That is the BBW award show. It's a new show. This is the first year for it. And we had briefly talked about this once before, how AVN was, they were calling the BBWs fetishes. And
right.
So the BBW, some of the BBWs, the West Coast BBWs got together. I'm so proud of them, too. They got together and made their own show. And it's sweet. It's something about the best booty. They have a number of, awards, but, they got together and they're doing their own thing. You know what I'm saying? I salute them, and, I'm really proud of them for pulling it together. It is a couple days before the AVN Awards, which, is the mainstream adult award. So the AVNs. I'm also nominated for that BBW Porn Star of the Year. So that doesn't stop. The voting for that doesn't stop until January. Is it January? I don't know. Well, the award show, January 26th, I think it is. Well, I can't really remember. Yeah, January 26th, I believe it is. But I'm excited for both awards, both shows. The BBW, is just for the BBW, the new one. That one is going to be not just an award show. I don't know if it's just going to be before or after, but there's also an all-BBW strip show going on. And I'm really excited just to see the ladies, just to see and support my girls. When I say my girls, I mean my BBW, all in one place, everybody getting along, hopefully, because I do got somebody that's going to be there that I don't fuck with, but she's going to be all right, I'm going to get in my way. She know what time it is. I seen her last year. Well, she was running last year.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. You have more. You have less accidents like that. Hey, man, we gonna go ahead and go on, get into these Dollhouse announcements real quick. Royalty gonna tell us what to do here at Dollhouse Radio. Let's get it. Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. Check us out live every week on Blog Talk Radio. Catch Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m. and Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. Dollhouse Radio is also looking for new shows to add to our roster. If you have a creative concept, people listen when you speak, or are you just reckless, messy, and have no filter and want a platform to show the world what you got, then email us at dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Look for new shows making their debut soon. Dollhouse Radio is bringing to you a hot new show called The Takeover, playing nothing but the hottest in indie music. Only the best of the best will be in rotation. Email your music submissions, bio or one sheet, and a photo to dollhousemp3@gmail.com. Or, if you want to guarantee your spot on our playlist, email us about our promotional options available to you at dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dollhouse Radio, on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio, and be sure to check out our website at www.hotsugartea.com for the latest in porn star gossip, music, and entertainment news. And now, back to your program.
That was a lovely royalty. She keep us tuned in to what's popping here at Dollhouse Radio, home of the indie artists. You know what it is. Hey, since Rapstar had to step out for a minute, he had to take care of a little business. You can't hate on nobody for having to get they do-re-me. So we gonna go ahead and slide into that. Where they do that at? Now, in case you guys haven't heard, which I'm sure you probably have because it's viral and everybody's talking about it, the young man named Keaton. Keaton was being bullied at school. So his mother takes it upon herself to film him live and put it out there to the world about him being bullied. I mean, dude is like, he going in, you know, he face all red, he flushed. He's talking about, he just don't understand this, this and that. You know what I'm saying? Why do people bully? So, of course, everybody got behind the push. You know, you had celebrities reaching out to this young man. They started a GoFundMe account. Y'all got to watch out for some of them GoFundMe accounts. But anyway, started a GoFundMe account, got to about 60 grand. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Well, you know, people be investigating too. So, somebody investigated, and it turns out that his parents are racist. They have pictures and things of that nature where they have all sorts of racial propaganda, Confederate flags and things of that nature. And it just that, I mean, what do they do that shit at? People, you take your kids and you exploit your kids. You have people of all ethnicities that's trying to pay homage to this young man and what he going through, you know, donating money that they may or may not have. You got stars reaching out. What mindset does that put you in? What do you think? Did you have to learn anything about this, Niecy?
Yeah, I was looking at it. The mother, I seen when she made a statement about the Confederate flag, talking about she's not racist, that someone asked her to take that picture in front of the flag. First of all, bitch, you know that's some racist shit.
Get
you know that when you took the picture. Why would you even that's why would you even put yourself in that type of situation? You can say no, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? You knew better. You knew that was a bunch of bullshit. She only called on that. She only said something about that because someone else
noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And she just was smiling. Are you kidding? And using that poor baby. And look. He was going in, too, you know, and it's sad because 9 times out of 10, it's really true that he was bullied. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I believe him.
Kids are so cruel. You know what I mean?
Yes, they are.
Kids are cooler than adults. And, you know, and they really don't even realize that it's not right, you know. They just do what they see other people do, you know. So, you know, it's just really sad that she even put that baby, you know, and to me, he's a baby, even though he's a big, you know what I'm saying, a big boy, he's still a baby, you know. That's sad. Because in all naturality, he being bullied, you know, be now for real by people that he don't even see on a daily basis. Because,
right.
You know, actually his mom, because of his mom doing what she did. Shit's fucked up. It's just fucked up.
I think her ass should be ordered to have to pay that GoFundMe money back to them people that contributed to what was going contributed
to it. Yeah, I don't
know
how that works, though. Yeah, I don't know, like, how that works, you know. Someone would have to go to court probably and push the issue, you know. And you know she'll spend all that. It's a rack.
You think so?
I would think so. She ain't got that. Who gonna get it back? Girl, please. They're going to have to go to court to get that. Shit. And ain't trying to get all that back. Who is? She played her own, I would think she's breaking
some kind of law, you know what I'm saying, because she's perpetrating, you know what I'm saying? Well, she's not perpetrating something because the bullying aspect of it, that really did happen. So it's not it's not his fault, but it's her. She hella silly for that shit. Hella silly.
Yes, she is.
And then to think it wasn't gonna come out, you thought you had got over. You thought you had got over because I guarantee you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It
crazy.
Was some
that's
people.
Just like you say, yeah, that's just like, you know, you're lying and saying you a goody two shoes and you really ain't. That you knew you was dead wrong. And to have it all on social media and everything else, though, and she get quite cap whoever took the picture,
proud.
They had it on their shoe. Sad situation.
Proud.
Mm-hmm.
Hella proud.
Proud racist. Especially in these days and times with everything that's going on. You got to be kidding me. She didn't think nobody would realize that. Too much fucked up shit going on, especially racist shit just in the world right now. You know,
I tell everybody every day, once it's in the cloud. It's in the cloud, you know what I'm saying? Hey man, just to keep it pushing, man. I hope they should get that fucking money back, Wanch. You done took all them people money. You up here doing that scandalous ass shit. The fuck? Anyway, man, yeah. We gonna keep it pushing forward. This one kind of drew my attention because I thought this was, I don't know, it was silly. I had to laugh about it. Okay, there was a woman by the name of Danilia. I hope I'm not massacring her name, Danilia Roberts, who took it upon herself to want to be a fake interpreter. And she went to an actual police conference where she was signing. She was doing sign language. She was up there getting it. I don't know if y'all have seen this. It went viral. But she was up there getting it, you know, throwing up all kinds of shit. I think one of two of them might have been a gang sign. But she was up there doing it. These people are like, we have no idea what the hell she's doing or what she ain't saying nothing. I just can't believe that made it past them to where they didn't even take the time a second to check this person out. She had a whole rap sheet. She got a rap sheet. And you up there fake signing for the police. What the fuck? What the fuck? Hey, rap star in the building, man. What's the deal?
Yo, what's up? What's up, man? Where they do that
Good
at?
To see you, man. Where they do that
Good to see
shit
y'all
at,
too.
Right?
What the fuck, man? That makes you just want to scratch your head all kind of ways, man.
How do you get past the police, though, where you got a whole rap sheet? Well, reportedly, she came to them and offered forth her services. So, first of all, you got a whole fucking rap sheet. What the fuck will make you walk in and say, let me help out the boys, the motherfuckers who want me? Lips longer than my motherfucking forearm.
It was probably the same police, you know, who hired Martin Lawrence as a detective when he was really a jewel robber. You know what I'm saying?
It was blue streaking.
It was blue streaking.
And they ain't know. They checking in everything. That shit crazy.
But I mean, she just said that like she just volunteered. They just was like, oh, you can do it. All right, cool. That's what's up. I remember they said something about, she said, like, jingle bells or something like that during the sign language, like.
Yeah. Nobody said jingle bells. I mean, you got people straight up there like, what the hell is going on? Like, you don't take 2 seconds to just find out the background of this person. See if they went to school for it, know nothing. And you would have, that's what makes it so laughable is that it's the damn police.
Wait a minute. What you think she was throwing up gang? You think she was throwing up gang signs? Oh my God.
I'm hot.
She said Eastside Crip for life.
And not for nothing. Listen. They don't even know if she was really doing sign language for real.
They have no idea. Most of the people were like, we have no idea what this woman is talking about, dude. Hey, look, let's get to this line real quick, man. Somebody got something they want to speak on. Let's go to the line. 904, you on the line. We're all talk, no filter.
Yo, what's up? What's up, man? Just saying what's up. Y'all got a great show. I just tuned in. I don't know what the topic is yet. I just tuned in.
Thank you.
We appreciate you taking the time to tune in, man. No, it was so ironic. There was this woman who went into the police station and offered her services to do sign language for a police committee. They had just caught this like mass serial murder in Tampa. So she offered her services to do this. I just think it's so crazy that they never took 2 seconds to find out if this woman was legitimate or not. It was the police. I thought it was ridiculously ironic, and I had to talk about it.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that. I'm in Jacksonville. This is real. In Jacksonville. No, I didn't hear about that yet, but that is messed up that they didn't even check.
Yeah.
Right.
They didn't even check. I'm like, it's you guys are the police. This is what you do, right? That just,
yeah.
I couldn't, I had to put that one out there. But
I know,
man,
they
you ready?
Still a real
happy holidays to you.
You
ready for Christmas and stuff, dude?
Do I have a question?
No, I was asking. I was just saying happy holidays to you. Are you ready for Christmas? You ready?
Oh, yeah. Happy holidays to y'all too. Yeah, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I got all my presents under the tree. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I got everybody their presents. Yep. Most
definitely. Okay,
most
that's what's up. Now, we're going to be
right.
off.
Thanks for taking
like
my call.
Before, we're going to be off for two weeks. We appreciate you for calling in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Right on. Yeah, I always appreciate the callers, man. You know what it is, man. But you know what time it is. We gotta pay the bills. You know how they go. We gotta get them bills paid. So we gonna go ahead and we gonna get off into a quick break, and then we'll be back, and we'll of course, you know, do what we do.
Let's get
it. We found the announcements this week, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I was proud about that because I don't know what happened last time. But anyway. Let's go real quick, French Montana, Future and Future, No Pressure. Let's go ahead and get to it. Our house.
Chopper, chopper, blame, he a copper too. Ain't gonna say no names, he a robber too. You don't want no pressure. You don't want no pressure. You don't want no pressure. You don't want no pressure.
Pressure, man. Look, if you just not tuned in, you right here with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. If you want to say something, push that one. If you hit it by accident, push one, it'll take it back. But let's go ahead and slide off into this hot seat. It's going to lead us into talking about fake friends. I think this is going to be really interesting. But y'all know, all know Meghan Markle is about to marry the prince. And her apparent ex-BFF, Naraki, I hope I'm not butchering her name. I'm not the best at names. But apparently, she has taken it upon herself to do a very extensive, exclusive interview about her ex-BF, and she has a lot of pictures. Now, for some reason, she took to her and her last husband and kind of sided with him. I don't know how that worked or how she ended up picking his side, but basically she's ready to completely set her out. Is she just being a jealous B-A-B or what? That's fake as hell to me. It's like all of a sudden you was the homie, and now you done took my ex side, so now y'all cool. So now you pitting everything mm-hmm. against me. Let's talk about this fake friendship, though.
Mm-hmm. See, that's
crazy.
And celebrities, they can say they got to stand back and not, you know what I'm saying, react on it. But a regular person would bust that ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's dead wrong. Dead wrong. Fake ass bitch. Mm-mm. Motherfuckers always looking for the come up, though. You know what I'm saying? She's taking the first step to try to get off, you know, get her some paper off of what this girl is doing now. She's dead wrong.
Right.
Motherfuckers, well, you know, it'd be your friends who really don't want to see you be successful. That's the sad part.
Right.
Because, you know, it, they should be by your side because everybody knows. I mean, not everybody can say, but somebody like me, if I'm doing good, I'm going to make sure you're okay. You know what I'm saying? I can't say I'm a superior person, but you, I'm going to be there for you as well. You know, you rolling with me. You know, this bitch taking the first step, she gets to get a little bit money.
It's hard to hear you.
I don't know. Hello?
Yeah. Okay. That's better.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I don't know what that was. But, yeah, the, you know, that fake shit, that don't get you nowhere. She's trying to get a couple dollars. Jump right on it. Putting the business out.
I mean, she got to tell her story. She got pictures and some more shit. But my thing is, I'm trying to figure out what they didn't say what made her side with her ex-husband. Think they might have had a little something going on behind her back or something?
Man, they're trying to come up. Nah, they probably see it's a come up. Let's get us some money. You know what I'm saying? Because they know that family.
So you think
that's
the ex-husband and her is in on it? So you think they work? They just trying
to
work
on. Yeah, I think they. But why would he be? Why would she give up? He jealous, but they looking for a come up. That's a big-ass story. You know, my brother's going to drop them some loot, and they the first ones to come out with something. Everybody got a history. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. It's
yep,
something,
yep.
Whether small or big, that you did in your past. You know what I'm saying? You had to live to get to, you know what I'm saying, where she at right now. Everybody got a past, and everybody got a history. Them motherfuckers know the royal family going to drop it, like, just to keep it quiet.
Like
because
it
brings shame onto their family. You know what I'm saying? So
and she already ain't a royal. So she going through that.
But she moving, she says that she moving on up. She about to be one, because regardless of what she did in her past, that boy is not going to leave her alone. You know what I mean? He got a taste of that brown sugar. It's a wrap. You know, almonds, you go black, you never go back. You know, the dark that a berry, the sweeter the cherry.
See how you act? I'm saying though, but they never had nobody that just if you could say make a knot, you'll just do them in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got a price.
This is dead wrong. But they don't. You know, some people just don't give a fuck. They like shit. She probably ain't got no time for them. You know, bitches get jealous. They're jealous. You know, I mean, I don't. That's just crazy. It's crazy, jealous, and just would do anything. Some people don't have any type of standards, and obviously she don't. She just wants that dollar, and that's it. You know, once the story is out, it's going to be a wrap. That's it. You know?
All right.
But they're not, what is that noise?
That's me.
They're
I'm
not,
still in the city. That's me, my fault. Moving around. Go to the bus stop.
Yeah, but right. It's gonna be a wrap. It's sad. It's a sad situation. Hopefully, the young lady, you know, comes up and you know tell her family. It's better to put your own shit out there before somebody else can. You know,
yeah, that's true.
That's the point. That's the me not being honest and telling motherfuckers what I do. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep it real because someone else is gonna scream it. You know,
at the top of their lungs.
Okay, I don't blame her because it's a man from the royal family coming this way. I'm just getting on it. What?
You like
what I
sound
did,
like Amarillo? I have a story to tell. What you say back? What you say, rap song?
What I have is people be going about things the wrong way. Like if you're my homie, if I'm up, you up. And my dad always talk about people always tell me, my dad used to tell me that there's people who are literally parasites. And you think that they're actually doing good for you when they're around. But when you actually around and they feed every ounce of energy, you know, or fame or whatever, they are parasites. They can't live off of what, you know, away from what you're doing. So my whole thing is, I don't understand why are you doing the whole tell-all book? Are you trying to get some fame or attention? Because if it was me and my homeboy was married to the princess, I'd be like, all right, what are we doing? What are you doing?
Let's do this. Can I be the bridesmaid? Can I help? Let me. You know what I'm saying? You trying to get in there? Maybe you can meet you a prince too, bitch. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
oh,
so,
dumbass. You trying to get in the crowd?
I think Nisa, a cousin, twice removed.
Can I get in?
I think Nisha said this earlier. It sounds like she wasn't her friend from the beginning. Because if you have a friend that has those ill intentions, then those aren't your friends. And people mistake people who are there for seasons and people who's there forever. And there's a difference between people who are your friends and people who are there to leech off of you or be a parasite, you know. So. Obviously,
some people are only your friends to a certain extent. When you come to a certain point in your life, they wanted to see you not pass that line. Once you get past that line, they ain't fucking with you. They gonna talk about you. They gonna drag you down. A lot of motherfuckers are content as long as you on that same level that they are. The minute they feel like your ass moved up, and I'm assuming that's what happened with this situation. She feel like, okay, she done really stepped her game up. I'm still doing the same thing. I've been working on my motherfucking CNA license for 13 years now, and I still ain't made it. And this bitch is finna marry a motherfucking prince. She got me fucked up. I'm telling everything, and even about that one time we were together and we were smoking weed and all that. Now I'm just playing. I don't know if that's really what happened. I'm just playing. But that's how I be, though. You know what I'm saying? That's how I be. I'm just saying.
She's
gonna tell it all the scandalous shit, though. You know, she sat back and thought about everything.
They've known each other since they were two. They was like little kid BF. They've known each other since two.
She crazy because
she got all the dirt.
I got your back. Listen, I've got your back. Can I meet your cousin? Something. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all in the family, the whole motherfucking family royal. Are you kidding me? You know, not for nothing. You know, bitch, you can get a hell of a job out of this. You know what I'm saying? And
she
I'm not talking about being scandalous, but you could get something, you know what I'm saying? It's going to help you come up also. You know what I mean? She need her friend by her side. You get introduced to this person, that person, and find your calling. You know what I'm saying? What's your calling? You know, things that you had the opportunity to really get on the, you know what I'm saying, on the legal point. She's doing some old sneaky shit. I'm telling you, because if that was, I'm gonna have to step outside my character and fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
She might have just got done watching the Best Man series and, you know, got beside herself and started being influenced.
That bitch is straight jealous, and that's just how that is. You know, I go through some of that type of shit, you know, where motherfuckers, they think screaming my shit or putting it out there. But listen, ain't no secrets because I'm an open book. I'm Googleable. You know what I'm saying? There's just no secrets to it. You know, but when I first got in the industry, it was a lot of that screaming going on, you know, and then once I was able to accept, you know, that's why I say accept my own self for who I am. Like, everybody has a past, you know, no matter how old you get or what you gonna do, you gonna always have a past. She had to grow up, you know, shit, bitch jealous, man. Bitch getting to the coins. Is you kidding? Because she about to be unlimitlessly rich.
No. I mean, my thing is keep a little bit for yourself. Just give a motherfucker 99.999.
Yeah, but
that
she had no choice
because
they grew up together as children. So at the end of the day, most kids are naive. I mean, at 2 years, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, you lose your virginity. You know, 15, 14, you don't think about that. Kids just don't think. You know, shit. Did you think about any of that when you were younger? You know what I'm saying? Who does? you know, it's just, it's, I mean, it's reality. You don't think, oh, I'm going to marry a prince. You 10 years old. Yeah, he might be, you know, you want thinking, you see auntie with her, her getting married. Oh, I want that dress. But you don't think you're going to be with the motherfucker with all the money in the world. You know what I mean? You don't think like that. It's all natural. It's just once you become an adult that you have to start thinking like, damn, this person or that person is going to tell everything. You know, you got to be, these days, you got to be careful who you even call, even give the word friend to.
Okay.
My whole thing is, why is she making an all tell all book? She can write an all tell all book about herself. Why she got to do the.
Well,
friend.
Obviously,
she
her life couldn't have
ain't no money behind her.
But who's going to buy that?
She
who's going
to
buy it? Nobody's going
to
buy it if you don't have nothing going on for yourself. Like, who the fuck it ain't going on the bestseller? You could buy it and be walking around, you know, at the gas station, you know, go have tap on people's windows talking about could you buy this $5.95. You know what I mean? You might get two or three people, but. That all tell book about somebody, about a bitch who's about to be, like, rolling? Are you kidding me? She going to sell that from England all the way to the United, you know what I'm saying, over here. It's going down. She going to get her penny. Shit, she going
to
get a lot.
She's about to be a rolling
royal.
She's going
to be on motherfucking Good Morning, the bitch going to be on Good Morning America, all that. But when that run out, bitch, at the end of the day, when it's over, you done. And you don't really lost a good friend that could have possibly helped you in a positive light of something that could have got you somewhere for the rest of your life, not for a year or two. You know what I'm saying? Bitch better not spend none of that money that she get because she going to need that in 20 years. You know what I'm saying? You done told the whole motherfucking story. And, bitch, you could have had owned your own, I don't know, beauty supplies or whatever the fuck. You know, a chain, not just love, but a chain of fucking stores where you could have been coming up on your money. You know what I'm saying? Over the rest of your life.
Right, because after book signing when she's with her, after book signing when she's with her mom, she's going to be like, how do I look, mommy? She's going to be like a damn snitch. Look like you about to tell on somebody right now.
It's going down. But this should be enlightening to the rest of their so-called friends because, you know, there probably was a group of these girls. You know what I'm saying?
I think she's doing it also to try to shame, try to throw tarnish on, you know, the royal family because it's like, you know, they come from a dynasty of, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just want to tarnish it. She's a hater. You're a hater. You're a hater for coming out with
that
book.
Is not, I'm going to tell you something. Even if the family was to say, leave that girl alone, he ain't going nowhere. He got that black juice. Are you kidding me? Listen, once you go black, you never go back. That's for my Caucasian brothers. Listen.
Hey, let's go. Let's hit this line, man. Let's see what it do out here. What they talking about? 863. You on with All Talk No Filter?
Hey, yo, what's good? Yo, it's J Love.
J Love. How are you?
From Best Side, yo. I like you girls, yo. Y'all mad hot.
Right on. We appreciate that.
I'm loving y'all so, yo. It's been a long time, but I had to listen to that shit today.
And we appreciate that all day, every
day. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm from Best Stop, Brooklyn. You understand what I'm saying? And I know that shit. Like, once you go black, you don't ever go nowhere, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Teach them. Educate these motherfuckers. They don't know.
I had my first taste of that chocolate shit back in 1993. I was like, oh shit, this is what I've been missing. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, girl. Like,
hey, if you haven't been with a Puerto Rican woman, if you haven't been with a Puerto Rican homie, you know you were still dipping in black because that's black too. Remember that.
Yeah,
you know
that's
that.
Black too, but I'm talking about black. I want that black shiny shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, nigga, like, yo, this nigga sells my shit all over the place.
He on some black and the berry and sweet of the juice
he
type shit.
Blackberry, yes. Blue
well,
black,
I like
that
shit. I want that nigga to be bowling ball black. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I want that bowling ball shit.
I know the
hell
fuck that's right.
Hey,
preach.
That's what's
tell
up, man. Go
tell
ahead
them,
and shout yourself out. Do you want to drop your name again? If not, that's fine, too. But you want to get the folks your name? Let them know who you are. You clown,
yo,
bro.
People know. They know my name in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? It's J Love representing that best style. You niggas know my shit.
I know.
All right, J Love. We appreciate you for calling in, man. Big ups to you, man. Happy holidays, all that thing.
Yo, y'all need to hook me up.
Tune in with us next year. We be back.
Chocolate. That's it, girl. God bless you, girls. I love you, sexy girls, yo. That's it.
Right
thank
on. We'll
you,
see
baby.
What we can do for you in 2018. Right on, man. That's what's up, man. Gotta love our folks, man. Hey, we gotta go ahead and get off into this break real quick and come back and get into them honey dip thoughts. Let's go ahead and slide into that Lady Rebecca Jade Galaxy. Go ahead, take me to my dollhouse. Yeah, that was that Lady Rebecca J. Galaxy, man. I love that song. It do something to me that remind me of me and my bag. You hear me? But hey, if you just now tuned in, you heard what All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. And we're going to slide it in them honey dip thoughts. Honey Dip. What's up, Mom? What do you do?
Yes, girl, yes. Sitting here thinking about my thoughts. So I'm just realizing, when I just, well, a couple weeks ago, I was ranting and raving about an ex, and I just, that don't know how to eat no coke, okay? Or he, you know, he act like he don't need me, you know? But I'm just realizing, like, over the past couple weeks, I think I got a fetish that I ain't know that I had, but I feel like I'm a dude, like, I'm straight looking for the top, you know what I'm saying? As guys say, you know, I got a thing with getting my shit done. Kissing, you know, you gotta kiss the baby. I, but you know, I'm just all into
kiss the baby.
All of a sudden, I don't know. Yeah, you know, gotta lick it where the split at. You know what I'm saying? In the front, not just the back. You know.
She got that. She got that Lil' Kim mentality.
That shit is like an addiction for me right about now, and I think I'm addicted. I'd be like, shit, I think I need a doctor, a psychiatrist or something. I'm like, how now? I feel like a nigga. Like, listen, you know how motherfuckers just set out, they be looking through their phone to see who they want to, you know, how dudes be saying they want their dick sucked. Listen, I want mine done too, and I ain't got no dick. You know what I'm saying? That's just where I be at. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I have, like, a fetish. And I thought, you know, I am the type that is there to help a person with their fetish, but I want mine done. You know what I'm saying? I'm all gone on this shit. I don't know what the fuck is the problem, but it's been causing all type of situations lately. You know, all types. It's been crazy, but I think I need it. Who know where the head doctor at?
What,
you know, somebody call in with the head doctor, because I need help. I need some help with why the fuck. Like, my manager, he was like, you need to be talking about this on the radio show with your addiction. I got a problem. I don't know. Do they got, like, you know, they got Narcotics Anonymous and Alcohol Anonymous. Do they got some Head Anonymous going on? Because I got a problem.
I think it's just all around,
what to do about
all around sex.
I think
Anonymous.
Yeah, I think that's too. I think that's right around the corner, the Sex Anonymous. Right around the corner.
No, because
this. Next door down.
This shit. Listen, I need the head doctor, the one to cure it, and the one to keep on with it. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, I'm serious. I'd be like a dude looking for the top, as they call it, where I'm from. They looking for a bitch to get on the top. I'm looking for a nigga to get me the top. What? And I mean, and it ain't just one race. You know, when I say nigga, I mean a guy. You know, I'm trying to get, you got to kiss the baby. And it ain't 69, it's 68. I just want mine.
I owe you one.
And you wait on yours. Yeah.
Ooh,
I don't care nothing about yours. I'm
ooh,
just trying to get mine. I'm trying to get, listen, mm-mm. And I be dead fucking serious. I don't know what the fuck it is and what's going on with me, but, everybody know I'm a freak. But that part right there, if you do it right, bitch is open. She all the fuck in. Damn.
Okay.
Where
so, okay,
I'm
going to
start
so
Googling them.
Which, girl, shut up. Because you out of control.
I'm start Googling,
okay, so,
head doctor.
So with the bae, with the new boo, you know what I'm saying? What if hey, you knew I was gonna put it out there. Don't play like you ain't know I was gonna put that out there. So what if it go down, but it don't go down? See what I'm saying?
Well,
you know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Y'all know what
listen,
I'm saying.
He better, yo, listen, he talk a good game. Nothing has happened yet, you know, with the new babe, you know, because the old babe is out the door, even though he keep trying to come back. He can't come back. Shit, he don't even know nothing about doing what I like all of a sudden. 9 years later, now you ain't into it, bitch. You can't fuck with me, you ain't into it, because I'm all in, you know? All you got to do is be still,
so,
lay down, and I'm going to take care of the rest when I crawl up there.
So when you got your head wrapped around the situation, and then you, when you finally do make it there, what do you do if it's not what you were thinking? Then what?
I believe with the new bae, I believe he's teachable. He is he's the type of person that will do, not being disrespectful with him, he'll pretty much do what it takes to satisfy me. You know what I'm saying? I can tell that he wants me to be happy, you know, and he knows how I feel
because it's kind of fucked up, but he's a very open-minded person. So I done already told him about the old babe. So, nigga, if you don't know how to do it, get your mouth ready because you're going to learn how to do it. I done taught a lot of motherfuckers. Ain't no wrong with that. You know, but every woman don't like it the same either. You know what I'm saying? Just because you were good at doing it with Jane, Shirley, and Diane don't mean you're going to be good at it with me, because I like shit a certain way, and I would get really upset if you don't do it the way I want you to do it. You know what I mean? I do. I get upset. I get mad. We ain't going to discuss it. We're going to discuss it right there and during that position and that situation. If you can't do it missionary or whatever the way I want it, you know, I'd really rather climb up and ride your face, though. That's just how you know, and I'm quick to say that shit. I don't mind, you know. I'd just ride that face. Something going to happen. Just keep your tongue just like this. You know what I'm saying? I know how to control it. Yeah. I'm going to get mine. If he don't do it right, we're going to have a couple talks right during the process. We ain't going to wait for days because I'm not playing. I don't got days. You know what I mean? I'll be trying to get mine. Fuck that. But we're going to see. We definitely going to see because
like
we have a hot date.
Sound like you burying motherfucker. Hey, if anybody got a lifeline out there, man, don't be scared to press one, man, because... Ooh, this one's out of control. I don't know what I'm doing with him. I don't know what I'm getting for 2018.
You know these motherfuckers be scared. They probably ain't going to call in because, you know, listen, just because I do porn don't mean that I still don't have my own needs and wants. You know what I'm saying? I don't do porn 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't like that.
Hold up. Hold up. Somebody chiming in. Let's see what's the deal. Let's go here first. We got a couple of them. Uh-oh, Nisi, you be starting shit,
though, man.
Go
904
real quick.
Go
get it in 904. What's the deal?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I was interested in doing that, like, full time. Like, I was interested in that same thing. Like, seeing how much I could do that and how, like, doing that full time for somebody.
Full time.
So you would prefer doing that over anything else? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just was, like, into that. Oh, it would be
your
whatever,
thing.
But yeah. I was into looking for somebody
giving,
that was into that.
Giving.
Like how much I could drink and, like, doing it, how much I could swallow, like, doing it a lot. Like, I was into that.
Oh, yeah.
So
this is a – no. I know what he's saying. And
what
you
saying?
Are
don't
a
break
sub.
It down.
He's a sub for that. He's a sub. Listen for that.
Yeah.
So
that
has a name.
He's a
professional.
Yeah, this is Rip in Jacksonville. Yeah.
Oh my God, take a trip to Jacksonville, baby. Look,
definitely,
I might got to take a trip to Jacksonville. I might be done passed the fuck out. So, but that's all right. Listen, don't get started.
Yeah. Out of control. All right,
guys.
Okay. Wait. Yeah, well, all right, we appreciate you, man. Right on. We go get to this next caller, man. Let's try to go here, 716. What you got to say?
Yo, really? Really, though?
You know
where
I got an addiction.
That's what we on, so? Hold on. Yo, first of all, we get this shit correct, right? Yo, she is a nigga. That's how she moves, like a nigga. She out here a nigga. She out here trying to get top like a nigga. She talking to niggas like a nigga. All type of shit. Come on, man. For real? Really? That's all right, though.
Keep it trying to keep me from his people because they all in the info.
Hell, you got that right, man. Shit, we try to keep him away. We try to have some business. You try to be a nigga.
That's that dog in me.
Hey, women are dogs too now. Women got that.
This is something new for me. Like, I always been a roughneck, you know what I'm saying? Rough around the edges. You know, I be a lady when I need to be. But lately, I don't know. Lately, I just ain't been giving a damn. I need mine. I need all mine. I need to get in.
How many times you need yours, though? Goddamn.
Shit, as much as you can do.
What
happened to Bay, though? What's up with Bay? What happened to Bay? Where is Bay at? Somebody he called Bay is Mario Bay. Listen, Bay, listen, Bay. She's trying to ride faces, not just your face, but faces.
Hey, Bay might be out there on that line somewhere. I don't know who these people are.
He might be online.
He listens to every lie. If he's listening to it the following day, he know what time it is. That's the one good thing about him so far. You know, sometimes we have issues. Well, I be having issues because he say I be investigating everything. You're goddamn right. I sure am. You're damn right.
This nigga got a whole company.
This is what we gonna do. We gonna call Dr. Phil, Oprah. We gonna call a couple people because we need to figure this out. We need to get some help immediately. This is getting out of control now. This is getting a little too dangerous for me. I can't do it. I can't deal with it.
Hey man, that's right on, brother. We appreciate you for calling in, man. We always appreciate the listeners, man. Y'all keep on listening.
No,
we go. This ridiculous. We appreciate you, right on, man. Out of control. Out of control. Somebody need to muzzle your ass, cause you start you boy. I would put a muzzle around you. You probably like that shit.
That keeps me from having to return the favor. So yeah, you can definitely put a muzzle on. Long that's on the mouth, but not on the couch. You know, that couch got to be open for their mouth. I'll be about mine.
Out of control, man. Out of control.
Where the head doctor's at? Shit.
Somebody DM gonna be deep tonight. Somebody gonna have all DMs.
Listen, when I get into my own mind, I'll be like, oh Jesus, it's that time. I need to go and get somebody. Got to come on now. Come and get this. Take care of it. Wrap it up. Treat it like a little gift, you know. Mm-hmm. Take care of me. It's all about mine.
We coming up on the home stretch, though, man. Hey, y'all go ahead, because you know y'all not going to hear from us. Don't forget, we off the next couple weeks. You won't hear from us till 2018 because, like I said, it's Christmas Eve, and then it's going to be New Year's Eve, and I plan on being face down by 4:20 p.m. Central Time. I plan on not knowing who nobody is.
Don't judge me. Listen, face down, bent over, legs cocked up. Mm-hmm. And drunk.
This nigga gonna be face down, ass up.
Yes, I got my trip, supposedly, as long as everything goes through. I receive from Day the confirmation, so I'll be in the city. You know? We going to see about this head, doctor.
I can't wait to come back in 2018 to hear the story.
Oh, listen, I'm going to tell it all. He know it. He better be doing a good job because it's going to be embarrassments going on.
Don't do that.
Don't nobody know who he is. Only maybe two people, you, well, three, you, rap star, and my graphic designer. Nobody else knows who he is, and we're going to keep it like that. You know, one day he wants me to keep it like that, then another he doesn't. Now, you know, other times he'd be like, is you going to put my name? Lately, it's been a big thing, putting his name. First of all, I don't tattoo my body with any man's name. Never will do that. You know, I'll wear your T-shirt or something like that, you know.
Niecy out. Look, stop. Mm-hmm. Everybody throw their handles out there because we almost up out of here, man. Tell them how to get at you.
Yes. Yeah.
I am, who you talking to, me or Rapstar?
I'm talking both y'all. So y'all, get y'all handles out. Come on, Niecy, ladies first.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything. NEESE, Honey Dip. You know, that's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know where to find me, all over. I stay true to who I am.
Yeah. It's your boy, Rapstar. You can find me on Facebook at Cameron Cortez. You can find my music Facebook, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. You can find me on Twitter, Rapstar. 412. You can find me on YouTube, Rapscore 412. Got a brand new music video called Lyrical Addiction. It's out right now. So check it out. It's crazy.
Check it out. East Coast
hip hop.
Check it out. Hey, man, again, thank everybody that took their time to tune in and chimes in with us. We appreciate everybody because without you guys, there is no us. So much love. Happy holidays. You, your family, cousins, everybody. We love y'all. We out. See you in 2018, baby. Let's get it.
Get it.
Talk No Filter, Dow House Radio. We out.